You're listening to Episode 7 of High School Counseling Conversations. We're going to round out this month of resets in the new year by talking about resetting our team. If you missed any of our other reset topics as we've been ringing in 2022, I'd encourage you to head back to the episode list and check them out. You can see them all for yourself at counselorclick.com/podcast. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. Reset your team, even if you're not the department head or the one in charge. You can still lead this revolution without being that counselor. But okay, I want you to be that counselor. I want you to be the counselor who is forward-thinking, the one who advocates for their students, and the one who wants to improve their program by strides compared to how they found it. It's possible. Number one, reestablish your weekly meetings. Pick a day and time and make it an extreme priority to touch base every week with your team. Whether you work with just one other counselor or eight other counselors, touching base and getting on the same page is so important. Set norms and expectations, like not being on your phone during the meeting, and an expectation about maybe how long the meeting will be, and people will love being on the same page about that. I loved having a working Google Doc ready ahead of time with some notes and an outline so we knew what to expect or if we needed to have anything prepared for the meeting. We'd also take that document and we'd leave with any action items that were ours. Tip number two for resetting your team. Zoom out for an aerial view of your semester. Do you have a big calendar of all your dates, things that you've got going on this semester? What do you need to get on the calendar for accountability's sake in order to make it happen? I know that I am so much more apt to do something that's on my calendar and not make excuses if I have it written down somewhere. Do you have any large-scale things that need to happen this year, like a career fair or classroom lessons or a small group? Get them on your calendar. I'm so much more accountable to a goal I'm trying to achieve if I've written it down and I've talked about it with others. Okay, lastly, tip number three, make sure your team is working in their most efficient and most effective spaces, otherwise known as their zones of genius. Do a general check-in with everyone. I think even if you're not the department head or the counseling head, you can still do this. You probably established some sort of responsibility list at the beginning of the year. I'll link to a blog post about a beginning of the year perspective in the show notes about establishing those responsibilities so that you can revisit it if you've read it before or if that's something new to you. Not everyone is good at everything, and not everyone loves every single aspect of this job. For me, please, please don't make me organize and collect forms for a field trip, even if it has to do with counseling things. I'd much rather facilitate the needs assessment or organize an upcoming advisory council. There are things that people on your team will prefer to do over others. Is there anything that is absolutely draining to someone right now and they need some more help with that, or someone else who doesn't mind trading off mid-year with some responsibility? I wouldn't particularly advise an entire shuffle of the responsibilities for your team, but it may be worth checking in to see if everyone is at least moderately comfortable with where they are and what they have on their plates. An open conversation here among your team could be a confidence boost that another counselor in your department needs just to ask for help. See, you can reset your team without even being the one in charge. You can help lead the pack with these three strategies as you head into the new year. Reestablish, or establish to begin with, your weekly meetings that you're going to touch base at. Get an aerial view of your calendar for the semester and prepare yourselves for what you've got coming up. And number three, get every teammate working in their zone of genius. Everyone will be happier all around. As we move into February, I've got a new topic coming at you, small groups. I get questions about small groups all the time, so I'm excited to head in that direction next. If you have any suggestions or things you want me to address in those episodes, send me a message on Instagram and I'll make sure that I get to it. Hey, so maybe you've been around here all month as I've gotten this podcast thing off the ground. So if you're loving my new podcast, High School Counseling Conversations, would you share it with a friend? Your word of mouth reference would mean the world to me. It's such a great way for other high school counselors to hear about the podcast. To get anything specific from this episode, head on over to counselorclick.com/episode7, and I know you'll find it there. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's CLIQUE. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.